questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the proofs that we can say confirm the authenticity and divinity of the Holy Quran. This is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not man. Okay, what are your proofs for that, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that we have plenty of reasons and arguments that Noble Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually it is a glorious noble Quran, divine revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the hearts of noble Prophet Muhammad. Each and every sentences and, you know, even letters of noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and divine. There is no alteration occurred in the verses of noble Quran, no omission and no addition in the verses of noble Quran. And of course, we have plenty reasons for that. But I ask my dear listeners to go directly to the Noble Quran and have a look at it.
Yes.
I think by studying and reciting the verses of Noble Quran, everybody can easily understand that these words cannot be man-made. Mm-hmm. Please, in the beginning, have a comparison between the verses of Noble Quran and many other novels, I don't know, man-made, writings and books. Have a little comparison between these two, books. Easily you come to this conclusion that these divine verses of Noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are divine, not man-made.
That's right.
In the verses of Noble Quran, for example, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَوْ كَانَ مَنْ عِنْدَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could not find a lot of discrepancy in the verses of Noble Quran.
Yes.
And you know that it is one of the proofs that verses of Noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are divine.
Right.
You know that if you go to the man-made writing, you could find a lot of discrepancies, a lot of differences, you know. And of course, it is natural for human being to have these kind of flaws and deficiencies.
Yes.
But if you go to the verses of Noble Quran, you cannot find even single discrepancy and differences between verses of Noble Quran.
That's right.
You know that many verses of Noble Quran talking about the, different, about variety of issues.
Mm-hmm.
About this world, about hereafter. Inshallah, gradually I will go to this issue and I will touch upon this issue. But you cannot find single discrepancy in the verses of Noble Quran.
Right.
We have many examples that have been mentioned about the verses of Noble Quran, but I want to say that generally speaking, if you go deep into the verses of Noble Quran and have a look at these verses of Noble Quran profoundly, you could not find single discrepancy within it.
And so many harmonies are found in the Holy Quran, even among the numbers. For example, two important terms, men and women, rajul and emra, are equal in the Holy Quran. Each of them are repeated 24 times, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes you could find this balance and these miracles of the Holy Quran, even in the letters and the surah numbers and this and that topic, are really fascinating.
Yes, exactly.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
I think the main reason that some people believe that Quran was man-made is because we do not have clear understanding about the mechanism of the concept of wahy or revelation, okay?
Yes.
So if we want to prove that Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through wahy, how we can answer such questions?
You know that first of all, if because it is one of the question regarded to be considered to be from the Quranic studies, you know, there is a branch of science or studies which we call it Quranic studies, and many scholars they have talked about this issue.
Yes,
one of the best reasoning for that is the meaning of tawatur of the verse of Noble Quran, which means the frequently narrated verses of Noble Quran. You see that Muslim generation by generations, they narrated the verses of Noble Quran and they transfer it to different generation, beginning from the time of Noble Prophet Muhammad to the, you know, that this contemporary era.
Yes.
And Muslims, all of them, they have a great regard for safeguarding the verses of Noble Quran.
That's right.
If you look, if you go to the history, you can find a lot of evidences for that.
Yes.
And of course, it has been narrated frequently by different generations from the time of the Noble Prophet to this contemporary era.
That's
and
right.
It is one of the you know, best maybe arguments for that these verses of Noble Quran actually are revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Muslim, they were scribing verses of Noble Quran, writing down the verses,
yes,
you know, on different pieces of the, you know, whatever was existed in that time. Some of them, they were from among the Qurra and Hamalatul Quran, Huffadul Quran. They were reciting the reciters of the verses of Noble Quran. They memorized, many of them memorized the verses of Noble Quran. And as I said, that they were a special group, they were writing down the verses of Noble Quran. So when you see that, generally speaking, it was a great emphasis.
That's right.
And actually, it was a kind of culture among Muslim generation by generation to safeguard the verses of Noble Quran and keep it and transfer it to the next generation.
That's right.
Till the contemporary era. So by this huge, you know, emphasis of all Muslims to safeguard the verses of Noble Quran, we can easily, you know, come to this understanding that these verses are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the heart of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
That's all right. And this is not, the, as you mentioned, the Quranic studies, you know, but also the other monotheistic religions have proven the historical facts that are about their religion in the Holy Quran. That's why, for example, when we can say that's all right. The ambassador of Prophet Muhammad to Abyssinia, to Habasha, was sent, Ja'far, I think, isn't it? Was sent over there, and the king over there was a Christian. He first asked about Prophet Jesus Christ and Lady Maryam in the Holy Quran. And when the ayahs were read out to that man, to the king of that era, he in fact permitted them to stay over there. And the kuffar and the policies of the Mecca were not successful in jailing them. This shows that also the other religions have proved some of the historical facts and the verses of the and the ayahs of the Holy Quran, which are available in the Holy Quran. And this is not only limited to the Muslim scholars, for example.
Exactly. And more than that, let me add to your nice statement that you know that in history of the verses of Noble Quran, you find that sometimes maybe some Muslim, they want to omit one waw from the verses of Noble Quran. I do not want to go to that history. But you know that it was a huge turmoil among Muslims, and they did not permit that individual to omit the even waw, single letter,
yes,
from the verse of Noble Quran.
That's right.
Because, as I said, there was a great emphasis among Muslims to safeguard the verse of Noble Quran and transfer it to the next generation.
Yes.
And, of course, we have many other evidences for this issue.
That's right. Sometimes the Holy Quran also gives us some, you know, facts. Even nowadays, the scientists are very much interested in the field of science and the Quran. So they are seeing that, are the verses of the Holy Quran proving the scientific facts or not? And there have been so many interesting clips, you know, if you Google
exactly,
it,
yeah, you're right.
It is science and the Quran, and maybe more than 100 cases are available,
yes,
in the,
yeah,
Quran. The scientific fact, on that time, there was not science like today. There was not laboratories like today, okay? So, but the Holy Quran was true about it. It shows that the source of the Holy Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Nice, okay? Point you have mentioned, you know, that the idea of the relationship between Noble Quran, mm-hmm, and science,
yes,
is one of the interesting issues that,
yes,
you know, many scholars, they are following up nowadays.
Yes.
And of course, you mentioned a lot of clips and a lot of books,
yes,
have been written in this regard. And of course, scientific miracles of the Noble Quran is actually one of the aspects of the Quran to be miracle from,
that's
Allah,
right,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
You know, and of course, beside that, we have many evidences that why Noble Quran is miracle. For example, you can go to the, you know, let's say, teachings of the Noble Quran, talking about the beginning of the creation, Genesis, and of course, the destination of human being, you know. And we can talk about the ethical miracle of the,
yes,
Noble Quran. It actually, we can give you lots of examples in that regard.
That's
and
right.
Then many other aspects of the verse of the Noble Quran to be miracle.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding some of the proofs which prove the authenticity and the divinity of the Holy Quran. It was very kind of you.
My
thank
pleasure.
You very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information and to download for free our previous episodes, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. في أمان الله.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن